a better several-day period of harvest potential lies ahead across the Midwest. We're expecting to see a rather restricted amount of precipitation during the next full week, and the odds are fairly good the temperatures will be rather chilly, though, and the cold air will likely slow drying rates across the region. Certainly, harvest progress will advance during this period of time, certainly more favorably in those no-till fields, but there will be certainly progress made, I believe. The weather conditions will be like this. We expect to see a little bit of light precipitation occurring across the northern portions of the Midwest here today and tomorrow. Most of this precipitation will be focused on the region from the eastern portions of North Dakota through Minnesota and on over all the way to Michigan. And we'll likely see most of this precipitation occur as rain with a little bit of snow possible, especially close to the Canada border. Moisture totals will be light, though, just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 15 hundredths of an inch occurring most often. There may be a couple of locations that get upwards to a quarter of an inch. This disturbance, though, will not extend any further to the south, so most of the lower portions of the Midwest will be left dry, along with the Delta in the southeastern states and a fair amount of the U.S. Central and Southern Plains. As we move on out into the early part of next week, a surge of cold air will work its way southward through the heart of the Midwest. This cold air mass will likely debut in the northwestern parts of the region Sunday into Monday. And for the lower parts of the eastern Midwest, it will probably occur Monday night into Tuesday. We expect this to occur as the very light precipitation, when it does arrive, we'll likely see most of it occur as light snow or snow flurry activity. There may be a little bit of rain showers or drizzle occurring just before the coldest air settles into the region. But this cold air mass means business. We'll likely see those temperatures fall rather notably, probably dropping down to teens and 20s for low temperatures as we get into the middle part of next week, and we'll expect the high temperatures on those colder days to probably not get much above the 20s and 30s across portions of the region. It'll be some 40s in the southern parts of the region. Now, the coldest air is only going to occur briefly, though, for a quick couple of days, and then we'll start to moderate those temperatures somewhat. Those temperatures will probably begin to return to a more normal range as we get into the latter part of next week, but certainly the coolest days will be from late Monday afternoon in the northwestern parts of the region into probably Tuesday and Wednesday for the lower portions of the eastern belt. Now, those 20 and 30 degree highs will be mostly confined to the northwestern half of the region. The eastern portions of the belt will see some upper 30 and 40 degree readings during the colder days. The low temperatures at night will slip into the teens and 20s across a fair amount of the Midwest during the colder period. The upper portions of the region will actually drop very near zero, if not below 0 degrees, in some locations in parts of North Dakota and Minnesota. Most of those lows in the northwestern Corn Belt will be in the positive single-digit readings and teens for the most part, and it looks like Tuesday morning will be the coldest. Once we get to the end of next week, the high-pressure system responsible for the cold air will begin to pull out of the region, and as it does, the stage will become set for a little better potential for some more rain to move through the region, but the earliest occurrence of significant precipitation for the region may hold off until the 17th or 18th of this month. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.